He's jumping on the line right now. You're gonna love this, Chris. One moment.
Thank you for holding. Is this Chris?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not too bad. How's it going?
It's going well. I was actually working on a separate listing, and then I think there was a little confusion with my representative, but nonetheless, she asked me to jump on the line with you to go over pricing and details for a Google Places placement. Did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works when you were speaking with my rep?
I got the whole gist of how it works. Mm-hmm. I guess I just need to know what the pricing is.
Yeah, I'll dive into the pricing with you. First off, obviously, I want to make sure you know who we are, right? Because we just had the listing become available. I know we hadn't spoke before. So let me send you some information here so you know exactly who we got on the other end of the line here.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. You get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen those guys that pop up next to the map there on the first page of Google when you look up pressure washing?
Oh, yeah.
Blacklist? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the guys that are up there right now, I mean, you're talking pristine power wash. I don't know if you heard of them.
I actually know him.
Oh, you do? Okay. What about K&T window cleaning? You know those guys too?
No. Haven't heard of them, no.
Okay. Gotcha. It looks like you may have worked with somebody in the past, right? For Google Places?
Yeah, I've actually worked with a couple people, really.
Are you still working with someone now?
I haven't talked to them for a long time, but honestly, I thought my stuff was popping up there. I actually just did a commercial job, and that was from them searching and finding me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, searching online is going to be the best way to find anybody, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you did have, like, your business listing verified before. You know, you have a Google My Business page, 10 reviews, 4.9 star rating, websites attached to it and everything. Looks like it's all active, actually, and being hosted. Website's kind of a simpler site. Did you build this one yourself through Google?
No, that's one that Google just kind of populated for me.
It just kind of gave you one? Yeah. I'll
do
that. Usually when you get your GBP, they give you the option for that, or your Google business page, sorry. Okay. And then I see you also have some HomeAdvisor listings floating around, too. How do you like that?
Actually, I was kind of surprised on the HomeAdvisor. Yeah, because I know they've come to me, because I did sign up for Angie Ads.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a representative from Angie Leads call me, and I thought it was the same thing, but I guess that was originally HomeAdvisor.
Yeah. Well, Angie's List was its own company for a while, and then HomeAdvisor bought them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then now it's HomeAdvisor by Angie is what they call it.
Oh.
Yeah. But the reason I asked how that was going is because those guys are one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising in the country. They actually do this type of marketing, and then they resell the leads that they get from it. So the difference would be, you know, those customers are going to go to like 3 or 4 of you guys, and obviously they're going to price shop a little bit. They'll get multiple quotes, and then, you know, only one of you gets the job, but you still all will pay the lead fee even if you don't actually land the job from it. Yeah. So it's usually a lot better just to list yourself independently and build on that and let people call you directly, which it looks like you made a lot of progress on that, or you had somebody previously working on that, but you're currently not ranking on the first page for power washing or pressure washing, for that matter.
Okay.
And those are your two main keywords. So our company, as a partner, we're only supposed to work with one guy per industry per area. So we were previously working with a guy in this area. He informed us that he was relocating, so we have a listing available now. And usually when that happens, we start going down that qualified candidates list, looking for somebody to fill it. So that's how we came in contact with you today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Obviously, if you looked into it in the past and you're doing HomeAdvisor by Angie's, you could see a value in listing yourself online and showing up as an option to your customers, right?
Well, quite honestly, I've been pretty disappointed with Angie Ads here.
Well, I mean, yeah.
When I signed up with them, yeah, they said 8 to 10 leads a week. And, mm-hmm. you know, in the past month, I think I've gotten 6 or 7 leads total.
Wow. So it's pretty dry at the moment.
I'm not real pleased with how they've been running it. So.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because you're actually at the peak time of the year, too. So I think if you had that first page placement going, it would definitely stop the fallout. I think that's happening there with the amount of traffic that you're getting. Yeah. So if we patch that hole up and then you guys got a catch going there where they're seeing you and able to call you directly. I mean, we live in a world of instant gratification. These guys don't usually want to wait for Home Advisor guys to call them back and go through all this madness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we could definitely give your website a boost too. I mean, if we're talking pricing, I sent you a link, a couple of links actually. I even sent you an article from the FTC. You can report them for fraud if you feel like you've been misled in any kind of way. There's a tab for you to do that. You'd be one of tens of thousands of people on there. It's a lot of people there, you know, unfortunately.
That's what I've seen lately here. Once I started looking into it, I've seen a lot of complaints about them.
Yeah, that Federal Trade Commission article is no joke. Federal Trade Commission has actually shut them down before. They used to be called Service Magic back in 2012, and then they got shut down and rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014, and then they bought Angie's List in 2017. So it's been a ongoing thing with them. They've been under the radar, and pretty much that article, you can read it, and the Federal Trade Commission charges Home Advisor, Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality of the leads, the source of the leads, and the likelihood that they would result in actual jobs.
Wow. So, even out of those 7 leads, I think I've gotten 1 job out of it.
Jesus. What are they charging you per lead?
So I'm actually paying a set amount a month. So they're charging me $300 a month to get these leads. But then it was funny. Now that's Angie Ads. And then when I talked to Angie Leads, they were saying that they would charge me per lead. Well, I would think that's the same company. If you're using the name Angie, they're trying to double dip on me.
100%. Yeah. I mean, they've been known to, there's some people that are just signed up for Home Advisor. There's some people signed up for Angie's Leads and Angie's Ads, and they're all getting the same lead. And they'll sell that same lead as many times as they can. And that's their gig there. You know, that's what they do. They put themselves on Google and then they just take, you know, resell it as many times as they can. And obviously, only one person's going to get it. So usually that guy's got to drop his price and do all kinds of crazy things just to compete with whatever else that customer heard throughout the last couple of days.
Yeah, so. That's rampant in this area right now.
yeah. And that's the last thing you want to do, though. You don't want to, you know, pay a lead fee, $50, maybe 3 of them just to get one. The one you get, you got to drop your price to get them. And then you got to, you know, use your gas and everything else going out there. You know, it's by the time you average it all out, it's like you're breaking even, you know, nobody. So hopefully some people going backwards, you know, but with this, we don't get involved like with you and the customer. We actually just put you up there. We vouch your credibility. We do like the Google Advanced verification. So they know like you've been background screened, you're safe bet, you're legit. You can hire these guys and have peace of mind. And then we let them just call you directly from there. We don't get involved with what they're looking for and selling you a lead and, oh, we think it's this much and, oh, we're going to send it to multiple people. You know, we just have you listed independently. My customers tell me they love that a lot more just because, you know, you're getting live human beings calling you rather than you calling them. You know, it's more of a quality over a quantity thing. You know, people are knowing, hey, you might pay a little bit more for this guy, but he's going to get it done right, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
Just different angle. And so you know, I think not paying per lead and dealing with all that saturation will give you a lot of peace of mind too. Then you don't have to like dispute leads or turn the leads on, turn them off, arguing with them like, hey, this phone number never answered. You know, we don't get into that. Okay. But one thing that did stick out to me though is you said you're paying about $300 per month for those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't want it to be a conversation so much about you spending more money, right? So I'm going to try to be competitive, in that regard. So that way you're not, it's not a conversation about spending more. It's more a conversation of taking what you're already spending and reallocating it to something that's going to be, more beneficial to you, right? Want to keep it within that budget. So how you're spending your dollar is always going to dictate the return on investment and the company you're working with too. So, there is a pricing page in that email, or in the text message field, I'm sorry, from our 877 number. I sent you a lot of links, FTC stuff that you could fill out. What did you do, damn it?